that pitch, do you think?
It's a tough pitch, obviously. Variable bounce, I'm thinking 250. Yeah, it says 250, I think, is a pretty good score. Obviously, you put yourself in a good position. Obviously, there's a lot of work to be done to get to that score, so I think the guys are up and ready to go. Be back deep, I think we can get the score.
You must be delighted to have backed up your performance in Barbados.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, backing up performances are very important. After the next game, obviously, the opposition comes back harder. England's a quality side, so obviously, to come back and get 4 wickets today, I'm very proud of myself.
And the really nice thing is you've got an attack that seems to complement. Everyone complements each other really well, don't they?
Yeah, the guys have been doing fantastic for the last year and a half, 2 years. I think there's a very good bowling attack. Shannon, Jason, Azari coming into the fort as well as a young player. I think we're in good stead. Also, keep going, keep working hard. We can put some numbers on the board for West Indies.
How much did that pitch help you this morning in terms of putting a bit of doubt into the batsman's mind?
Yeah, variable bounce. It was pretty tough for the batsman, but you had to put the ball in the right areas. I thought the guys did that pretty well. We were on top of England at one stage, but I thought Bairstow and Folks and Muir Ali came back and fought hard, as they always do, and they put up a good fight.
Is it an exciting thing as a fast bowler when you do put one up there and you see the keeper flying over his head and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's rare in the Caribbean. It's very rare in the Caribbean, but obviously today, obviously, it's eye-opener. It's good. The pitch pretty green, and it did a lot with the ball today, so I'm pretty happy with the pitch so far as a fast bowler.
Well, what is the key to bowling when there's a bit of variable bounce? Because you don't want to get too excited about it, but you just want to keep in your areas.
Yeah, keep your areas, be consistent as possible, make the batsman play as much ball as possible. I think that's a key on pitches like these, and just be consistent. That's mainly it. Yeah.
There's plenty of pitches all over the world that are very batsman friendly, and you guys have to fire away and get nothing out of it. Is it just good to have a day that's for you?
It's amazing to have that. I think the last Test match in Barbados as well was obviously was good for the fast bowlers. So I'm thinking that it's good for cricket. Obviously, keep it balanced. Obviously, some days for the batsmen, some days for the bowlers. Obviously, we get good cricket.
We saw when England batted that when the ball got a bit softer, it did get a little bit easier. What has that partnership tonight by your openers done for the team's confidence?
That was very crucial. Obviously, quality bowlers like Broad and Anderson coming at you is going to be hard. But I thought the guys batted very well to see off those guys. I think tomorrow, the first hour is very important. Once you get past that first hour, you can bat deep, quite hard, and get a good score on the board.
Do you think your success brought to you over the last 12 months?
I'm saying the hard work in the nets. I've had a lot of input, a lot of communication with my coaches. I've been working really hard. I've been in the gym, and I've been training a little harder. I'm getting older now, so I've got to put my work in my body. But right now, I'm in good stead. I'm in good mind. Yeah, good rhythm. I'm doing a lot of running. Running is incorporating our training now a lot, and I think the running has helped my rhythm a lot in this series so far.
There was a stage during that session where Shannon was quite keen to get stuck into Ben Stokes and gave him a few choice words. Were you slightly disappointed that it ended with a glove punch rather than continued aggression?
No, I don't think so. Gentleman's game, you know. I thought the guys, they said what they had to say, and they obviously had a punch after it. But I think it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. He still got him out after that, so kudos to Shannon.
I was going
to
say, how much did he enjoy that? Getting the win, I guess.
I guess he did. He surely did.
Thank you.